really have this effect of everybody really knows everybody else, and as well as also you can keep on with English Wiki News and Wiki Books, you can actually, recent changes provide you with a useful summary of what's happened since you were last here. On English Wikipedia, recent changes is impossible to look at, really, because it's, you can't use it to try to figure out what's happened since you were last here, unless you were last here about half a second ago. So size is really important. But the other part where you really see this community form is around this idea of the shared mission. And so you see various mission statements, and I mean, Wikipedia, at least not as far as I can find, has a very clear mission statement page, though it's scattered across the five pillars and as well as a couple other things. But the basic idea here is your users know approximately what you're trying to get at here, why they're all members of this community. And so you see, like, English Wiki Books, one of the things that was a little interesting development a couple years ago now was it initially started without much of a clear focus. It was supposed to be about books, but beyond that, not really sure what it was doing. And so the community was rather fragmented, and it's difficult for a lot of people. Then you get the decision that it's to be about textbooks. They're writing the Free Library of Educational Textbooks. And there you really, from that point forward, you really start to see a real strong development of a community, that people really have something now they can rally around, beyond just the very vague principles of neutral point of view and free content. Okay, so, but then we get this issue of, so why doesn't everybody involved in it try to be positive, make positive contributions and generally be good users? And so, I mean, you have basically this three ideas here. I mean, that why they're not being good is either they're unaware of what they're supposed to be doing. So, I mean, they're such newbies that they haven't noticed neutral point of view policy and others like that. I mean, you have that they basically don't accept that ideology, that they should be writing neutral articles, they should be working towards this common goal, or you see some other failure of the socialization process, in which they're not necessarily opposed to your mission, it's just they haven't internalized these goals at all. So then we come up with then, I mean, look at even to kind of figure out why then do people behave ever? And so here we've got, it's applied here, we've got the belief system, I mean, the one we'll talk about most about, that, I mean, they have the shared, they actually believe in these values. The sphere of influence here is a little bit odd, but I mean, but it's still, though, the idea that your friends, you have your friends there, and you're seeking the approval of the other Wiki Median users there, and so you conform and behave so as to avoid offending or upsetting them and losing your position in the community. Economic reward here, we're applying to non-monetary valued results. So obviously very, very few people can actually make money using as a member of the Wiki communities in that role. I mean, so for most people, it's these non-monetary things that they seek and that they value. So you get both things like the ability to improve your writing, the connections that you build, as well as the various prestige symbols, which, I mean, in a more traditional job would be something like a better parking space or the good office. Here we've got much small, very different prestige symbols. Barn stars probably is one of them. Admin-ship can definitely be argued to be a prestige symbol like that. And finally, you have the use of force. It would be a traditional, would be in a physical world society. Here we have this basic threat of ostracism, so the bands or blocks. So possibly people conform and behave so as to avoid being blocked in the end. But okay, so then comes the, we want to try to avoid using things like blocks and bands, of course, so we are trying to figure out how can we build this sense of community so that people will start to internalize these, the shared values that form community. So, I mean, the first, this was really the first step in most user socialization processes is being welcomed into the community. And so we've got a whole wide array of welcome templates. I mean, that's just a random one from Wikipedia. That's the most common one on Wikinews. And so basically, this is the first step into the community, the first time they're going to be shown a lot of these policies. And so for a lot of them, it can really be a big part of the, whether or not they're really going to become part of the community or not. And so it seems when they're welcomed by a person rather than a bot, as well as the more personalized the message is, the more effective it can be in as far as their sense of feeling of inclusion now into this new community. So that's why it's just probably that quite a few of the projects now, both Wikinews and Wikipedia, have developed a wide array of various welcome templates that try to cover various geographic areas, as well as subject matters and things, and which for the, so try to get hint by their edits of what they're interested in, try to personalize the message a bit. So next one, I mean, really comes down to just positive reinforcement here. So barn stars, as well as simple compliments when work's good. Just try to get the people to realize, to recognize that their work is valued, and particularly the sort of thing they just did, whatever their the very positive edits, fighting vandalism, whatever they did is also valued. Then we come to this next suggestion, really to try to encourage users to participate in community activities. So wiki projects are, I think, one of the best examples of this. Is it really, in a project as large as Wikipedia, you can't have, you're not going to, it's very hard to try to build a sense of community because you can't, it's way too big. So you have these much smaller subdivisions, your wiki projects, in which users really can start to feel like they're a member of a community. But this doesn't seem to apply when they're for inactive wiki projects, or a lot of wiki projects that are very active and you really can see the sense of community. We also have quite a few that are fairly inactive, in which it seems most of the effort's being devoted to just developing the wiki project itself rather than either community building or content building. But then at the same time also calls for various things such as, I mean, this, the recent board elections, for people who are eligible to vote, it serves as a definite reminder that you're part of a community, you have a say in how things go, though at the same time it really it also harms that sense of community for users who don't qualify to vote. And so while it's necessary to have rather restrictive voting policies sometimes, it's at the same time definitely harmful to community building. But any real calls for community involvement and participation, assuming that the level of participation is low, or the ease of participation is low enough that people will participate. Okay, so then comes user pages, which I know can be a very controversial subject, what belongs on a user page. But user pages do provide one of our only real clues to a person's identity, unless we're lucky enough to meet them at Wikimania or another meetup. So a user page can gives people a sense that the people that they're working with are actually humans, that they're not just random things on the computer that they talk to. There's actual people behind them. And so user pages, it doesn't seem to matter whether or not the person actually puts personal information on it so much as, or personal information as we generally think of it, as so much as whether they actually have something that lets you build a sense of what this person is like. So I mean, a user page entirely focused upon around their contributions is just fine for the most part. Though at the same time also, as we saw like in the user box debates, I mean, where the concern was over the political is it with that it can really divide communities as well. I mean, with political user boxes where you're saying you're Republican or Democrat or other, what your stance on other political issues or religious issues can really divide a community as well. So, but at the same time, it is a part of the person's identity. So you can see, you learn more about the person, but it can be in a small community or in a, even in a larger community where like Wikipedia, it still can be very divisive. You have political things. So, yeah, so next bit, I mean, it's just how we call ourselves. I mean, for the most part, I mean, Wikipedians or Wikinewsies or Wikimedians, or, I mean, each project has their own name for the users. And so this sort of naming of the users does help form the sense of a cohesive group. Though at the same time, if we're not careful, it can also form a sense of us versus them, for particularly for new users. And so that's why it's real interesting that we pretty much have fairly low standards for what you have to do to be called a Wikipedian or Wikinewsy or whatever. Here, I mean, like, pretty much here, the Wikipedians are people who write and edit pages for Wikipedia, or Wikinewsies, I mean, pretty much if you're helping work towards the project goals, you're Wikinewsy, which is pretty low standards for inclusion and membership. I mean, pretty much much lower than you see in any other real social group that I can think of. So it definitely helps there, I think. Okay, and then ignore all rules is one that I'm not entirely sure of its effects. I'm thinking it does seem to help build a sense of community, in that it does help make things less overwhelming. When you first start on one of these projects, particularly on Wikipedia, there's a mass of policy pages, guidelines, the manual style, and all. It can be really overwhelming. And so if you find ignore all rules early enough in your wiki career, you can really, it can be really, really comforting and reassuring that, and remind you that the mission is still to build encyclopedia, write news articles or whatever. It's not to create a whole bunch of policy pages and get caught up in them. And so English Wikipedia has it, English News has it, Wikibooks does not have it, however. And you can definitely see some effects of it in that there's quite a bit more concern about policy and naming standards and things I've seen in any other English language Wikimedia project other than Wikipedia. Okay, and so then adminship comes in. It's another part of it. With a fairly, Wikipedia has a very high bar for adminship, while Wikinews has a very low bar for adminship, and Wikibooks somewhere in between. And so though adminship is not supposed to be a reward for contributions, I mean, but it really seems as if it's operating as one. It's rewarding for, a lot of ways, for behaving properly for a period of time, making certain contributions, which vary by project. I mean, Wikipedia, if you follow RFAs enough, seems to be really wanting a particular set of contributions, a very high set of contributions, while other projects like the English Wikinews are very, pretty much, I believe policy is 2 months of activity and at least 100 edits to make you eligible for candidacy, and nearly everybody who meets that, that applies for adminship, gets it. While other projects like Wikiversity has a very different process with the custodianship, and I believe you're mentored into it as well. So it can serve as a reward, and I believe it often does serve as a reward, as well as the other project statuses, to a much lesser extent, of course, but bureaucrat, ARBCOM member, steward, possibly even. And so, yeah, so I mean, so adminship here is, changes in user status. I mean, Waking News also has this extra category of accredited reporter, which is designed for, in this case, real life situations of trying to gain access to press conferences and things, which also I think can serve as a reward there. But yes, so it's kind of about status. The next bit. Okay, so what really harms these attempts at community building? I mean, just a simple shortage of people can be very harmful to attempts at community building because you need people to have a community. And so when a project just starting out, I mean, you see very little sense of community. See, it's a lot of the smaller language Wikipedias and things where you have one or two editors, which you can't form a community very well with two people. And so that becomes just the first challenge, just getting enough people together to the community. I mean, same thing with the wiki projects, really, as a subset there of the community. You need people for a wiki project to work. But then comes abuse status. I mean, so this doesn't have to just be, I mean, your really bad abuse status, I mean, which we don't see much in the English projects, though we do occasionally see in some of the other, particularly small language projects that started to grow. People trying to use admin-ship to win debates, basically. And, to a point even, admin-ship, if pointed out anywhere really other than when strictly necessary, seems to be harmful to the community. A debate should never mention, you should never mention your status as an admin, which I think is something that most admins are very good about not doing. So, I mean, we've seen abuses, and I think that can be very harmful to the sense of community. Let's see, I mean, too much jargon as well. I mean, in the Wiki projects, we use a whole lot of jargon and bizarre abbreviations and things. Fortunately, with Wiki syntax, we can link them pretty easily. That helps a lot. But to a new user, I mean, that's something they have to learn before they can really feel like a member of the community. So trying to reduce that burden can help. But yeah, and so too much policy is really harmful. I mean, that's Wikipedia's, the short forms of the policies now are wonderful, I think, for this area. Try to get things to the point. But also, I mean, unexplained reverse and deletions, I mean, are probably one of the things you hear the most from users who really fail to become a part of the community, who have made edits, but then something's reverted or deleted, often for good reason, but it's still the unexplained reason or explained. We have a habit often of using just the history or deletion summaries, which isn't, I don't think it's enough for a lot of users because they haven't learned yet to go look there. So by making sure we make an effort to explain these things, I mean, even when it seems pretty obvious, like copyright violation, that a lot of people just don't think about it like that. And they just see something they wrote was deleted and they don't know why, and they're not going to try again. And we want them to try again a lot of times. And so explaining is good, but okay, so then comes, I mean, what do we do with users who won't behave? That a lot of times, I mean, there's something's gone wrong, really, before. I mean, either they're misbehaving and they don't care for things. They don't believe in the values, or they just of the community or whatever. Or something's failed in their socialization process and they can possibly be redeemed. I mean, so we, at first, we just stop it early. I mean, that vandal or trolling and things can be really harmful to the community. A lot of trolls are very good at what they're doing. I mean, they're very good at pushing the line, trying to dividing the community and things. So we want to stop the trolls early. So a lot of times, I mean, it's a lot less, I believe it's a lot less harmful to block a problem user earlier than they may be, earlier than the point when they've really gone over the line, block him a little sooner, and so to avoid really harming the rest of the community and dividing it. I mean, this, of course, has to be done with common sense and things, but still, so then not overreacting. I mean, for a lot of vandals and things, they really, enjoy seeing people overreact about their vandalism. I mean, so you get the same point, don't feed the trolls, don't reply to their trolling and just ignore it, sort of thing. I mean, so at the same time also, ridiculous long blocks for minor things are just as bad too. I mean, you want reasonable responses. But then comes the next one, try to make the negative action unrewarding. I mean, software does a great job at this now. Rollback makes it so that vandalism is gone before, in less time than it took to vandalize. Stable revisions helps a lot, I think. Wikinews has implemented stable revisions, and I think a lot of your things had a very positive effect on reducing vandalism as well as just general trolling, because it doesn't have much of an effect anymore. I mean, before Wikinews posts, most new articles, pretty much all new articles go on the main page of Wikinews. So there used to be quite a bit of motivation for someone to put junk up. Now with its stable versions, it slows down quite a bit, and to the point where a lot of it's not happening anymore. The last point though here is that they need to provide a clear response to it. Oftentimes, for the health of the community, it's better to provide a slightly incorrect response, a slight overreaction, underreaction, whatever, a block that's longer or shorter than it should be, than it is to try to get, to create an argument over it. I mean, that's one of the things I think that was in Wikinews had a user that we banned a while back now, but there was a lot of debate over whether he should be banned for 6 months or a year or whatever like that. Most everyone agreed he should be blocked for a period of time, but I think it was much more harmful to the community that we couldn't decide upon that block period and start arguing amongst ourselves than it was to just picked any number and blocked him for that period. And so, clear response to vandalism or to deviants here, as well as the prompt one, can be very effective.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the end. We should have plenty of time for questions, I think.
I was wondering if your fast and easy reaction to deviants doesn't actually move the entire discussion about deviants on Wikipedia only to administrators to act unilaterally, and actually takes it away from what the community can discuss and can decide on a policy about how to react to deviants, which might be more inclusive, might be more tolerating of deviants than the society that you are imagining in here.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I mean, and so one of the things I would suggest here is that it's in the individual cases, probably is going to be mostly an admin discussion. The admin should, of course, be acting upon the consensus of the community. I mean, that's definitely should be there. And so for a lot of it, I think it's more the community should be developing these policies, guidelines, and such. And then the admins should be implementing it. I don't think the first, the actual deviance happens and the response, is not the time to be debating what we should do about it. I think that's best for the health and unity of the community, but it does definitely have a major downside of that we are, then the admins do become much less responsive to the will of the community. So yeah, so both have benefits and challenges. Yeah.
Another question? Questions?
No more questions? Okay, so thanks a lot, Craig. Please clap your hands.